This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We are broadcasting worldwide. There is an incredibly important article up on Infowars.com of absolute biblical proportions. A creator of Bioweapons Act says coronavirus is a biological warfare weapon. And that's, of course, Dr. Francis Boyle, who authored the U.S. Bioweapons Convention. He's going to come on tomorrow and give us this exclusive second big interview. He's teaching class right now. We're going to be breaking all of this down. Now, you already have the big Indian Scientific Technical Institute that does this, that maps viruses, scanning it, saying it's got the original HIV delivery system welded into it. Not HIV. No, ladies and gentlemen, the delivery system of HIV and a lot of other things welded into it, and they have found the gene remnants that is always there when they insert a gene. There is a fingerprint, or basically the shell casing is really how it's described. So they know with these electron microscopes and these systems they've got that can get down to the size of genes, but it leaves a trace like everything in this universe. It leaves footprints that don't just disappear, but that are there in time. And so then you saw the media go, oh, InfoWars and Mike Adams specifically, you know, Media Matters and Vice, they're hyping all this up, saying it could be man-made, saying, oh, look at this. But then, it, of course, turns out that's what all the evidence shows. We're just reporting on things days and weeks before the media ever even gets around to it. And then the media would spin it saying that we were saying that it was HIV. We never said that. Or that we just made it up. No, this was a major technical institute that came out. They didn't retract it. They just pulled it, though, under World Health Organization pressure. So I've been really focusing on this. I was supposed to be on a vacation. I haven't had one really over a year. I've canceled four of them with my wife. But I've been working the whole time here, and I'm going to come back to Austin. So everybody just needs to know that. And we've got Owen Schroyer coming up. He's going to be riding shotgun here, so there's any Skype problems. Mike Adams is going to be hosting, and I'm going to give him much of the floor in this hour to kind of tie together, because he is an engineer and also runs a big chemical biological testing facility and has a lot of people that he's talking to. And there's a lot of top virologists and scientists, not just Dr. Francis Boyle, coming out and saying this is a bioweapon that the Chinese probably stole from Canada. We know they did steal it out of Canada. They were weaponizing it, and it got loose. We were hoping, well, maybe it was just a vaccine they were testing that got loose. No, it's a bioweapons situation. That's 98% now. I mean, it's very clear, and that's why they're freaking out so bad, and that's why the death toll has been suppressed, but now it's mounting, and they can't cover it up, and it looks like it is really bad. And that's why we were right to say 2 weeks ago, hey, institutional groups are buying up the food and they're buying up the medicine, and corporations are. And we got that intel to you showing that the establishment is indeed actually very, very scared of this virus. It spreads very quickly, it mutates very fast, and it's got a bunch of nasty stuff that's been welded onto it. So it's synthetic. All evidence points to that, and there's been an attempt to cover it up, and we've seen this big, giant global suppression drill, this big global UN world government promotion drill out of this. You've seen governments really in lockstep, but now that Trump started restricting flights from China to the U.S., which he should have done even earlier, in my humble opinion, the Chinese government's criticizing Trump, even though they're not criticizing Russia or others, totally banning Chinese coming in out of there. Now Trump's bad, and America needs to receive this. That's why I talked to Mike Adams last night, and he says evidence is mounting. It's a bioweapon that did get released that was supposed to be targeted at the United States. So we know China's developing bioweapons. And we know, of course, ladies and gentlemen, that that is the Wuhan province is the main place doing it. You've got the very labs that have the very umbrella corporation symbol. You can't make up the bizarreness of all of this. So we'll lay it out with Mike Adams straight ahead. And we've got Dr. Francis Boyle joining us exclusively tomorrow in the second hour. Stay with us. We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of affordable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide Tuesday broadcast. Owen Troyer is in the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas, and is going to be bringing us in and out of breaks today. Mike Adams is about to take over for much of this hour. Next hour, we're going to play big clips of Dr. Francis Boyle, speaking to International Television Group, about the fact that this is clearly a Chinese bioweapon that got loose. Francis Boyle, he has an impeccable reputation for integrity, and he authored the U.S. Bioweapons Act that was then put into the U.N. Treaty. He says coronavirus is biological warfare weapon, but who knows full well what is occurring. He'll be with us live tomorrow in the second hour. I have had a lot of stuff going on here behind the scenes and obviously happening in the world. But I am going to be back in Austin very, very soon. I'm going to cut this short workcation down to nothing, to my wife's displeasure. But that's just the way it is. Things are just too intense. But the crew's doing a great job. You'll also notice that a lot of other crazy things are happening. Rush Limbaugh announced, we'll play this clip later, that he has advanced stage lung cancer, and the left had a huge orgy-like conniption fit. A pleasure that this was happening. It's truly disgusting people. And it just reminds us that we see these icons like Kobe Bryant or Rush Limbaugh, and you just think they're going to be there forever, and sometimes they aren't. People we really care about or people that are in our lives because we watch them and listen to them aren't always there. And in fact, people always end up dying in the end. And Rush Limbaugh has come a long way. Who he was 31 years ago on air was a maverick promoting conservatism and nationalism when it was totally unpopular and on its knees and under attack. And sure, he made a lot of mistakes along the way, promoted wars he shouldn't have. But in the end, in the last decade, he's really attacked the New World Order, the globalist structure, and come a long way once InfoWars and others paved the way for him to be able to have the courage to do that on the 600 radio stations he's on. And we wouldn't have turned the tide against the globalists without Rush Limbaugh. We wouldn't have gotten Trump in without Rush Limbaugh. And a lot of people have called me saying, oh, you know, he's your main competition. Are you feeling good about this? That's sick. That's sick. I'm not in Rush Limbaugh's slot because I ever wanted to be Rush Limbaugh. That was the slot that nobody would go up against. 23 years ago, they started syndicating my show on GCN. They said, we're going to put you on against Rush Limbaugh. I'd already been hosting for years a weeknight show that was syndicated that was super popular from 9 to midnight that a lot of you listened to. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that slot. They said, well, we're not going to keep you employed here if you don't go up against Rush Limbaugh. And so, I'm not pleased. Rush Limbaugh is probably terminal. I mean, you heard him. He said, you know, I really feel guilty. But I won't be able to stay in the fight. But the good news is it's not going to go very long. It's really bad. And I kind of get what he's saying. It's like, you know, this is he's in a fight, and the guy's tough, but he's just really feeling bad that he's not going to be able to stay in the fight. So it's really disgusting news and a really bad just sign of how crazy everything is. And we have a lot of huge stories to cover, obviously, but it's a big, big deal that he's got that lung cancer and that they're running around celebrating. And I just am so sick of these people. I'm absolutely so tired of the New World Order and their activities. So we're going to be laying all of this out, but the top story, the shocking truth about the coronavirus is slowly but surely starting to emerge. Creator of U.S. Bioweapons Act says coronavirus is a biological warfare weapon, but who knows full well what is occurring. In an explosive interview, Dr. Francis Boyle, who drafted the Biological Weapons Act, has been given a detailed statement admitting that the 2019 Wuhan coronavirus is an offensive biological warfare weapon, that the World Health Organization already knows about it. He has all the sources in the UN and the U.S. government. Francis Boyle is a professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law. He was drafted a U.S. domestic implementing legislation for biological weapons convention known as the Biological Weapons Terrorism Act of 89 that was approved unanimously by the House of Representatives and Congress into law by President H.W. Bush. In this interview, Politics and Empire, Dr. Boyle discussed the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan, China, and the biosafety level 4 laboratory, BSL-4, from which he believes the infectious disease escaped. He believes the virus is potentially lethal and an offensive biological warfare weapon or dual-use biowarfare weapons agent genetically modified with gain-of-function properties, which is why the Chinese government originally tried to cover it up and is now taking drastic measures to contain it. Let me go further. Major scientific institutions that we've already covered have scanned it, and it's got the particular P shuttle SN gene that is in all the literature only when they've gone in and injected an RNA into a virus to change it. So it's got the remnant of the genetic engineering. This is absolutely what causes it. It's absolutely been lab manipulated. And that's why you're seeing the total freak out. The question is, how really lethal is it? Well, there's videos now emerging from China of just dead bodies, body bags piled up, and people panicking, running around. And you can see these are real videos, ladies and gentlemen. So something big is going on here. Is China using this to control their populations? I think there's about to be an uprising. Mike Adams is about to take over here in just a few minutes and cover all of this. And then Owen Schroyer is going to be there. And I'm going to be back popping in during the next hour and so much more. We're going to have the Limbaugh clip. We're going to have the clips of Francis Boyle breaking down the origins of this and his contacts. We're going to have all of that coming up. And then, of course, your phone calls as well. And I will be popping in and out. And I'm behind the scenes working on major crises that are unfolding that I am not at liberty to tell you about at this point. You've also got what's happening in Iowa. Democrats always steal elections. They don't have real elections in any blue cities. They were criminal fraud. Of course, they rigged the Iowa situation so that Bernie Sanders wouldn't be on top. Of course, they used an app the Democrats agreed to use that then pushed out disinfo. This is the model of how they stole it for Hillary before. And notice now they want her as the VP so that then whoever gets in can step down and she's president because there's a cult around this woman. And I kept telling you the different scenarios of how they could do this, and here it is happening again. They want this show off the air. The globalists are working around the clock to shut it down. That's why it's so vital for you to tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, local TV stations we're on, to ask stations that we aren't on to put us on in other markets, and to spread the word about band.video and newswars.com/show. That's how the truth gets out. And you notice major scientific institutions, biological, top experts, all of them are coming out and saying, it's man-made, it's man-made. Senator Cotton, he gets classified briefings. He came out and said, okay, we need to look at this biolab. That's the one we fingered a week and a half before with all of our experts. Francis Boyle's like, why did you call me? I've been wanting to come on. I mean, he's a regular guest. Why wasn't I thinking? And boom, what is he saying? And he says he's talked to people inside. They all know it. Just like the head UN scientist said, vaccines are killing people, and we're covering it up in a video. They're covering their asses at the highest levels, and now this has gotten out. But you heard what he's explaining. It could be the envelope, this virus, is the base weapon, the delivery system. You understand? Like the powder that gets it down the range. And that they add something else to it. And that they're hoping is that this is they've just had an escape of base virus that is also carried along with another virus. I'm not a virologist. I've just researched and had these people on. And there's just all these advanced. So they've got viruses embedded in viruses. And they've got viruses that then mutate out and create another system of viruses. And they've got all these mutagenic systems that are super advanced. We're not back in the 1920s when they learned how to take viruses out of mouse tumors and inject them into people and give people cancer. And then they figured out how to put it in stasis and put it in vaccines. And they did the polio vaccine on record. That's declassified. We're not back in the 1920s when they learned how to inject you with the juice out of tumors and give you cancer. They are way more advanced. We're going to break. Mike Adams is taking over. Please remember, without your financial support, we can't keep operations. We're going to sell out of the immune gargle with the patented nano silver at InfoWarsStore.com, but it's still 40% off. And the storable food is going to sell out very, very soon as well. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. That funds our operation. How long do we have to break here? We're going to go to break in 10 seconds, and Mike Adams is going to take over. But the most important thing is to spread the word about the broadcast. That's what circumvents the censors, so the truth of this can come out before.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And this is Owen Schroyer in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. I will be manning the helm here as I pitch the stage now to Mike Adams to get into the latest with the coronavirus and other news. Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. Take it away.
Well, today we have additional confirmation, Owen, that this is of human origin. This coronavirus pandemic was engineered in a laboratory, and now Francis Boyle, of course, who will be joining the show tomorrow, confirming that in truly a bombshell interview with an organization named Geopolitics and Empire. It's a bombshell interview. It's been posted now on Brightown.com as well. Geopolitics and Empire had launched a channel there quite some time ago. YouTube will likely ban this interview because we're going to publish a full transcript of it. It's bombshell after bombshell. Francis Boyle talking about the incredible number of bioweapons laboratories in China, in the United States, in Canada, and around the world, how governments of the world are in the, quote, death science industry, and their job is to create organisms that exterminate human life. That is what they're doing. They've been working on it for many years, spending hundreds of billions of dollars on this effort globally. And it looks like this virus escaped from a BSL-4 facility in China. And Francis Boyle gives us the full breakdown of that, calling it an offensive biological warfare weapon. He says any hint that this is from bats or from nature is absurd. It doesn't have any of the properties of a normal in-the-wild virus. You know, a virus in the wild that has a hierarchy, kind of a family tree, a lineage that you can trace back through the mutations. This coronavirus has none of that. It was engineered in a laboratory. And the fact that now the left-wing media, the tech giants, and the vaccine industry slash biotech industry are all now running a coordinated lie on this point to cover up the truth that a science-manufactured bioweapon now threatens humanity. The fact that they are covering that up shows you the level of complicity and how dangerous censorship really is, and how dangerous the left-wing media has become and the censorship of the tech giants. Because think about this, Owen. The fact that they are saying that this is just from nature means, oh, there's probably nothing to worry about. It wasn't engineered to kill people. It wasn't engineered to spread, they're saying. Oh, it's just Mother Nature is bad. Blame Mother Nature. It's a bunch of bats and a bunch of snakes and a bunch of raccoons that got together in a Chinese seafood market, and they all shared genes, and this is what came out of it. It's Mother Nature's fault. No. It's humanity. It's mad science. Science gone bad. And in fact, it was on this very show 8 years ago, in 2012, that I warned about this, a big story called Stop Out of Control Science, SOS, and I specifically named research into bioweapons as a self-replicating pollution and risk hazard to humanity. That was 8 years ago. And in response, of course, I was banned everywhere, banned on every platform, because they can't let the truth come out. In fact, the first casualty in any pandemic is the truth. But this is real. In fact, the story is even bigger than anything I've said so far. Here's the big, big story. And I was texting Alex this last night because it was just mind-blowing. Website that's been covering this is called Great Game India. greatgameindia.com, greatgameindia.com. They've done excellent reporting on this. They have a page called Coronavirus, China's Secret Plan to Weaponize Viruses. This is more bombshell information because it was almost two decades ago that the Chinese Defense Minister, General Qi Haotian, said that China cannot coexist with the United States of America and that China is ultimately going to have to destroy America. And the best way, in his view, to achieve that was to develop weaponized viruses, biological weapon systems, and then release them in the United States of America, wipe out the American people, take over the country through military invasion, and then claim America's resources so that China can grow and expand not only on this world, but multiple worlds, the moon, Mars, all the way into the future of the human race. That's China's plan. Now listen carefully, folks. This biological weapon was accidentally released from a Chinese virology laboratory, a military-grade weapons laboratory, BSL-4 lab, in the Wuhan region. This virus was meant to be released in the United States. What you are seeing in China right now, with the quarantines, with people falling dead on the streets, with the hospitals that have bars on the windows of every single room, it's a quarantine prison camp. Not even a hospital, it's a prison camp. And now I'm hearing from multiple sources rumors that the Chinese government is now executing people who are infected. Just shooting them dead, burning their bodies, covering it up, not even diagnosing them so that the numbers don't show in terms of fatalities. All of that that's happening in China right now was intended to happen in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in Seattle, in Houston, Miami, Chicago, New York, all over the United States of America, because China was working on a weapon to deploy it in the United States. This is what you need to understand. They played God with viruses, and they just burned themselves so badly that the Chinese leadership now knows that its very existence is threatened. That's why they made a triage decision on January 25th to save 11 major cities in China, the military and industrial hubs, by sacrificing, if necessary, everybody else in China. They will sacrifice, if they need to, millions of lives in order to save those 11 cities. China knows how dangerous this is because they know it's a biological weapon. While the U.S. media lies to the American people and says, there's nothing to worry about, this is just like a common cold. It's a weaponized system that is highly effective at killing people. And Francis Boyle knows this. He talks about the gain of function attributes that were engineered into this virus. For example, allowing it to spread through the air, allowing it to spread through casual contact. Through our reporters out of Taiwan, who are in contact with people in Hong Kong and mainland China, we are getting stunning reports of, for example, workers at a department store who all got infected all on the same day because a customer, a shopper, was walking around different departments that day shopping for cosmetics, shopping for shoes, shopping for clothes, infected all the workers. And that shopper didn't even know they had the virus. They weren't even diagnosed until about 10 days later. This spreads in a stealth mode because it is a weapon system. And any media organization, any scientist, any government official, and especially the lying WHO that tells you that this was a natural accident, a permutation in the wild, they are a malicious liar, and they don't care how many people die from their disinformation. We, here at InfoWars, we are telling you the truth. We want you to be prepared. We want you to know this is a weapon system. And if we don't escalate our efforts to stop this, we are all threatened by this. The time to get prepared is now. The time to be informed is now. And this is the place to get informed. InfoWars.com. We'll be back after this break with more straight ahead. Stay with us.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Mike Adams on the air right now from naturalnews.com, hosting this hour, breaking down the latest from the coronavirus. A lot is coming out of China, despite the Chinese government trying to suppress that information from getting out. A lot of videos are getting out as well. We salute the brave individuals in China for helping get this information out, literally risking their lives. But Mike Adams, get back into the devastating news that's coming out now with Francis Boyle reporting how this coronavirus strain was designed as a bioweapon.
Owen, thanks for being here today. By the way, it's great to see you back. For a while, I thought we were going to have to send a hazmat team into your apartment to rescue you or something.
Yeah, the Chinese government thought about sending a crew over just to keep me under wraps, but no, it's good to be back.
Yeah, you're back. Well, that's what happens when they throw you in a jail cell for exercising your First Amendment right in Washington, D.C., and then they expose you to all the pathogens that are in that facility. You know, these facilities are dirty. That's actually part of the punishment that they put on people. Of course, they're not throwing anybody else in jail for exercising their First Amendment if they're anti-Trumpers. It's just you. So, you know, anyway, we're glad to see you back. A quick note, too, on Rush Limbaugh. You know, yesterday on his show, he announced that he had apparently late-stage lung cancer, if I'm understanding what he said correctly. Rush Limbaugh is an American treasure. He is a great patriot, and he has really become more awakened since the 2016 election. Rush Limbaugh now understands the truth about the deep state and the level of corruption, collusion, and treason happening in America behind the scenes, that maybe he wasn't aware of that so much during the Bush years, but boy, he has really come around, and he has been an amazing voice, an amazing patriot. And I just want to say to Rush Limbaugh today, the conventional cancer industry does not help people overcome cancer. The conventional cancer industry kills people with their chemotherapy and radiation. And if you want to live, then call me, because I can put you in touch with dozens of doctors, the best in the world, who actually cure even stage 4 cancer using holistic, complementary, and alternative therapies that are documented to work, unlike chemotherapy that's documented to kill cells. There are also things you can do if you want to protect your healthy cells from chemotherapy, even while you're undergoing chemotherapy. There are ways to do that, and it's critical to protect your brain, Rush, because chemo brain is a real thing. Chemotherapy damages your brain, damages your heart, damages your liver and kidneys. And this is one reason why people who undergo chemotherapy, they have brain fog for the rest of their lives. Rush, we can't have you having brain fog. We need your brain present, aware, alive, as usual. So please, Rush Limbaugh, get information about how to save yourself from the toxic cancer industry, and we send you our prayers and our best wishes. On the Iowa caucuses situation, Iowa has proven that Democrats need to learn to code, or at least they could start by learning to count. We published a story on Natural News the other day that there's interesting science about honeybees actually being able to count, a story about insects being able to compute. And it turns out that insects are smarter than Democrats in Iowa because they can't even count. I mean, imagine that. Imagine elephants can count the number of pieces of fruit using their sense of smell. That's additional research that has just come out. But Democrats in Iowa can't count votes. It's amazing. And they're supposed to run the country? They can't run a caucus. They can't run an app. And they want to run your life. They want to tell you how big of a soda you can drink. They want to tell you what you're allowed to say and think. They want to control your speech. Elizabeth Warren wants to create criminal offenses for people who say things that they find offensive. And she wants to have, apparently, her entire cabinet run by transgenders, regardless of qualifications. The only qualification in Elizabeth Warren's cabinet or administration is that you have a mental illness of believing you're the opposite sex. Then you can get into her cabinet. No problem. But your qualifications of actually engaging the world in geopolitics, apparently that's irrelevant to Elizabeth Warren. It's going to be the virtue signaling idiocracy administration. No kidding. These people are totally insane. But I just want to say, Democrats, learn to code. If you want to build apps, it's a great starting point to, you know, one day learning how to maybe run your own party without rigging the election and stealing all the votes from Bernie Sanders. And yes, Bernie Sanders have every right to be angry right now, because listen, if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter watching this, and I know there are some watching this, the election is being stolen from you again. They're rigging it. Of course they're rigging it. That's all they know how to do. Democrats can't win on debates. They can't win on principles. They can't win any honest election. This is why they have to censor and deplatform the voices that they hate. This is why they have to cheat and lie and steal and rig everything. with their secret courts and secret trials and secret witnesses and secret whistleblowers, secret apps that don't even work. This is the Democrats, and that you are watching the implosion of the Democrat Party in the United States of America. Now, getting to some practical things, I'm going to get back to the coronavirus here, but I want you to know, I'm a volunteer here, by the way. I'm not paid. I don't want to be paid. But the reason I say that is because I implore you to take advantage of the supplies that are still available at InfoWarsStore.com. The food supplies that they're offering right now will run out in maybe 6, 7, 8 days. I don't know the exact number, but they're going to be gone. My own store has sold out of all our food last week. It's gone. We don't even have anything else to offer, even if I wanted to plug it, which I'm not. InfoWars Store has got the food supplies. They've got them now. They're shipping now. It's in inventory now, and it's very limited. Why does this matter? Oh, and the immune gargle as well. You know, colloidal silver, a gargle. You need to start looking at ways to protect yourself, because even if you believe that the vaccine establishment is going to have a vaccine that stops this, even if you believe that they can't have a vaccine for at least a year, or unless they want to release it untested, a mass vaccine experiment on the United States citizens, I wouldn't put that past them. Yeah, they could have a vaccine in 3 or 4 months if it's an experiment. Are you going to line up for that one? Yeah, here, take a vaccine that might accidentally have Ebola strains in it, or SARS strains, or who knows what. There's no quality control in the vaccine industry. No quality control at all. In fact, the vaccine industry's quality is worse than the quality control of the programmers who wrote the app in the Iowa caucuses. The vaccine industry has absolute legal immunity. You can't sue them for bad quality. You know, if a car manufacturer sells you a car that explodes when you turn it on, well, you know, your family could sue them for your death. But not the vaccine industry. And vaccines maim and kill children and adults all around the world every day, every minute of every day around the world. The U.S. government releases the statistics through the HHS website, V-A-E-R-S, that's VAERS.HHS.gov. You can download an Excel spreadsheet detailing the number of people harmed and killed by vaccines every year in the United States. It's published by the government. And so all these media organizations that say that's a lie, it's the same cover-up that they're now pushing for the coronavirus. They have to protect the biological weapons industry, just like they have to protect the vaccine industry. The truth can never be allowed to come out. And by the way, they are related. It's all the same people. It's the genetic engineering of the viruses and then the vaccines that they use to make money when the viruses are released. It's these same mad scientists. They make the bioweapons that get released, and then they make the vaccines, and then they claim to be your saviors. They're the ones who caused the problem in the first place. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have this pandemic. And by the way, this is not the end of it. This is just the beginning. Because, you see, I mentioned this yesterday. The fact that this coronavirus is in the wild, this means that enemies of America are out there harvesting this virus right now. They are taking samples and they are replicating samples in their own labs. And they can release it at any time in the United States, effortlessly. It's so easy for them to do this. It's called asymmetric warfare, and it's easy to harvest and replicate and release that virus. So, Owen, back to you. That's what I've got for this segment. There's more coming up next segment.
All right, Mike, we look forward to seeing you again here in 4 minutes. But remember, folks, during this short break, hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the storable food specials. You don't want to be caught in a pinch. Whether it's a disaster like an earthquake or a flood or something, you don't want to rely on grocery stores to have supplies. Have them in your home. Emergency food from InfoWars.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Mike Adams with us for another segment here on the Alex Jones Show. And then I will be hosting. We may be rejoined by Alex Jones. And then Paul Joseph Watson in the fourth hour. I got a lot of other news that I'm going to get to as well. But Mike, what is your final segment today? What is on the docket?
Well, we need to get into the official narrative and the controlling of facts and truth surrounding this. We now know that the WHO is heavily influenced, partially run by China. The WHO is funded by the pharmaceutical industry that stands to profit from this pandemic. The WHO is a globalist organization, anti-America in many ways, that seems to agree with the Bill Gates goal of depopulating the planet, removing as many humans as possible. And today we see the WHO coming out and praising China for its transparency. That's the first one. Praising a communist regime that's covering up mass deaths for its transparency. So, just stunning. And then claiming that the world is racist, essentially, for blaming China for this biological weapon release, which they say isn't a biological weapon. So apparently, if you believe that there is a pandemic at all, you are a racist. This is a whole new level of virtue signaling and propaganda from the WHO. So I thought I would read a World Health Organization mock press release. This is a satire bit. The World Health Organization announces today there have never been pandemics ever in the history of the world, and anyone who says so is a racist. In fact, the World Health Organization now says there are no viruses. Viruses are a right-wing conspiracy theory and do not exist, according to the WHO, but transgenderism is real. In addition, there are no labs that are researching biological weapons. The laboratories are here to help humanity prosper into the next generation with the help of speech police run by the tech giants using censorship indexes provided by communist China that should be praised for helping our world. Again, that's a mock press release from the WHO, but this is where we're heading. If you believe there has ever been a pandemic, you're now going to be called a conspiracy theorist. If you believe there has ever been a biological weapon ever in the history of the world, you're going to be called a conspiracy theorist. I mean, never mind the fact that even in that book called The Hot Zone, I think it's by Preston, if I'm not mistaken, Fort Detrick, Maryland, the U.S. Army system of research, the Biological Weapons Research Facility, was researching Ebola, primate Ebola, and it escaped, and it infected one of the researchers. And they had to nuke the entire facility there. Nuke meaning like a chemical bomb, a chemical nuke. They had to kill all the monkeys. They had to wipe out everything. They shut it down. That was in Fort Detrick, part of the U.S. Army operation. It's well known. It's well documented. But today we're told, oh, my gosh, if you believe there's ever been a biological weapon, you're a conspiracy theorist. And it's all being fact-checked now. The fact-checkers are saying, no such thing as a biological weapon. Never happened, never will, never existed. So you talk about shaping reality or attempting to. I mean, no wonder they're attacking this network so much. No wonder I'm being smeared and Alex Jones is being smeared. And no doubt Francis Boyle will be smeared next because he dared to stand up and tell the truth that this is an offensive biological warfare weapon that escaped a lab in China. I mean, think about that. Think about the level of lying. Think about the level of subterfuge that's being carried out to cover this up. Now, on the bigger picture, and here's where we get into the analysis that you can only find on InfoWars. The World Health Organization supports the global depopulation agenda. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates agenda. And Francis Boyle even talked about that in his interview, by the way. Just, again, bombshell after bombshell. You got to watch that interview with, what is it again, Geopolitics and Empire. Just bombshells. There is an active agenda to remove most of the human race from planet Earth. It's openly talked about by the globalists. And the United States of America, and especially President Trump, with his border security and his nationalism and his desire to make America great again, he stands in the way of the anti-human agenda of the globalists. That anti-human agenda includes biological weapons, infanticide and abortion, open borders, overrunning Europe with radical Islamic terrorists who, after they get arrested, are just released back onto the streets so they can go stab more people, by the way. That's the new law enforcement philosophy in the UK, is I just find the worst criminals and then release them back onto the streets so they can commit more violence. It's amazing. Much the same thing is happening in New York now, where there's apparently a catch-and-release program. You can be some crazy criminal. There's not even any bail. You just get released back onto the street. Even if you're dealing meth drugs, you just get released. It's incredible. The lawlessness that's happening here is all part of this globalist agenda. The agenda to destroy humanity. The agenda to cause widespread infertility, to cause mental illness, to destroy the family, to destroy the very concept of a mother and a father. You see, sexual reproduction, which is the sharing of genetic code between a mother and a father, is the continuation and sustainability of the human species. Not just humans, of course, many other species out there also use sexual reproduction. But the world governments and pop culture and Hollywood, the left-wing media, even the science establishment now, is attacking the sustainability of the human species by attacking binary sex, males and females, mothers and fathers. It's completely insane, but it's all part of this agenda to depopulate our planet. This biological weapon that was, I believe, accidentally released in China was intended to be deliberately released at some point, probably when China has more gold, when China's ready to roll out its own gold-backed world currency to destroy the U.S. dollar, maybe when China has more troops working with the Mexican narcos ready on the border to invade a weakened United States. You see, they're waiting to get more enemies of America ready to attack and overthrow this country. And then Trump got elected. You know, Hillary was going to turn over America to the globalists. Trump got elected. So then they had to figure out, how do they get rid of Trump? Well, guess what? This release, this accidental release, may, in fact, really damage Trump if it has a big economic impact in America, which we hope won't happen. Trump needs to get on top of this, in my opinion. He needs to make sure that we're cutting off foreign nationals from arriving in the United States. I know that's already happened with Chinese citizens, but we're still receiving flights from China of American citizens. They need to be more heavily screened and so on. Look, Trump is at risk of this. America is at risk, and this is exactly what the globalists wanted. They hate America. They hate Trump. They hate human life. They hate babies. They want to kill human babies. You think they don't want to kill you with a biological weapon? Of course they do. That's why they built it. That's why they designed it. It's engineered. It's engineered with pieces and parts from SARS and other pieces from HIV that are embedded into it. The attack mechanism, the cellular assault mechanism of HIV has been found in this coronavirus. It's engineered. It's deliberately made to extinguish human life, and it was about to be deployed as a strategic weapon, a long-term plan from China to destroy the United States. Well, let me say this on the record. The communist government, you want to play God with viruses? You want to build weapons to extinguish human life and cause incredible pain and suffering? You know, karma just got you because you dropped this in your own backyard. Now you are dealing with the consequences, China, that you wanted to push onto the United States. That's what's happening right now. We got, you could say America got lucky that we weren't hit with this virus as a weapon. And as of this day, America may be able to contain this. It is possible. It's not a certain thing yet, but it's possible. We may be able to contain this, but China cannot contain it. It's out of control in China. Legitimate estimates are over 100,000 people infected easily, thousands of deaths not being reported, hospitals that are now really quarantined prison camps being built in rapid succession. That's China today. This is out of control in China. This is likely to continue spreading in Asia. I noticed new infections in Thailand, and more deaths outside of China are being reported according to official numbers. This is spreading. So, Owen, that's sort of where we are right now. I've got to go. I've got to get to my lab, by the way, but thanks for having me on today.
All right, Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. Follow him there to stay updated with all the latest news on the coronavirus and more. Mike, thank you. All right, when we come back, I think I will go ahead and just go to the Francis Boyle interview that was so bombshell here at the top of the next hour. We'll go ahead and do that. At the top of the next hour, of course, Dr. Boyle will be joining the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. And then I'll get into some of the other developing news, political news, and other such things that are going on right now. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Hippo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hippo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.